Good evening, listeners, and welcome to the MacCorp Daily Podcast for Tuesday, the 25th of August 2020. And this is for all the ASX resource stocks with a share price of 1 cent or higher. And this is an information podcast only. Please read our disclaimer on our podcast page. So let's start. There was 545 ASX resource stocks traded today with a share price of 1 cent or higher. That remained unchanged from yesterday. As far as the volume, it's jumped significantly to just over 1.95 billion for the day, and that's up significantly from 1.63 billion yesterday. Therefore, the average has increased to just over 3.59 million, and that's up from 2.99 million yesterday. The average percentage gain loss has also dropped. This is for the third consecutive day. It's now at 0.21% positive gain. And as far as the 545 ASX resource stocks that were traded today, the breakup of those are as follows. There was 174 with gains. That's down sharply from 198 yesterday. And that's three consecutive days now. It's on the decline. There are 130 with no gain, and that's down from 141 yesterday, and a 241 with a loss. And here's the real concern. It's also the third consecutive day of increase with the amount of ASX resource stocks with a loss. So I'll be watching those stats very closely over the next couple of days. Let's look at the positive news for today and look at the top five best performing ASX resource stocks for today. And they were STG Mining Inc., ASX code RTG. It had a percentage gain of 75% for today. At number two, we have Six Sigma Metals Limited, ASX code SI6. And that had a percentage gain of 37.5% today. At number three, we have Stone Resources Australia, ASX code SHK. It had a percentage gain of 35.71% today. At number four, we have Mount Burgess Mining, ASX code NTB. It had a percentage gain of 33.33% today. And rounding off at number five is Buxton Resources Limited, ASX code BUX. And it had a percentage gain of 28.21% today. So congrats to all holders of those top five best performing ASX resource stocks for today. Some nice gains and activity with those top five. Let's move on and talk about the best performing commodities for today. And there's the usual gold, but also oil and gas, nickel and copper. But the new entry for today that was did extremely well was vanadium. So nice to see another commodity in there in the mix. As far as the highest traded stock today, it was Six Sigma Metals Limited, ASX code SI6, and 22.88% of the company was traded today. So a lot of turnover, a lot of volume in SI6. As far as project locations, there was no standout project location today. A pretty mix of success across the board there. Let's look at the percentage of staff admin spend versus project spend for the last 12 months. And this reflects the top 20 best performing ASX resource stocks for today. And the average is 64%. And that's up significantly from 56 yesterday. So effectively, that means of the top 20 best performing ASX resource stocks for today, they're spending an average of 64% on staff admin and a very low 36% on projects. Now, as I have explained in the past, there can be legitimate reasons as to why a resource company might be spending more on staff admin, and they can include things like waiting on environmental approvals, mining license approvals, finance, etc. So it's always good to go back and ask questions to the executives of the company. Let's look at the ERP statistics for today. And there was 148 ASX resource stocks that traded today that use a ERP software solution. And the average percentage gain loss has dropped for the third day running as well. And it's dropped to a minus 0.58%. And volume has also dropped today. It's dropped to 447 million, and that's down significantly from 645 million yesterday. As far as the top 20 best performing ASX resource stocks today, only one of them are using an ERP software solution. So let's conclude today's podcast with an overview of the best performing ASX resource stock for today, which was RTG Mining Inc., and that's ASX code RTG. And they have a number of projects, including one in advanced studies. Their projects are in Philippines, Papua New Guinea, and also Kray's Republic. They're predominantly in gold, but also have other commodities in their projects as well. As far as the last 12 months of spend, they've spent just under $400,000 on projects and just over $2 million on staff admin. This equates to 84% of money available being spent on staff admin and a very low 16% spent on projects. So any questions there would be directed back at the board as to why, and that is in US dollars as well. As far as money in the bank, as of the current quarter, and this is excluding any current or up and coming capital raise, they have close to $3 million in the bank. Their market cap currently sits at just under $130 million. Their share price closed today at 21 cents, and that's up significantly from 9.5 cents at the start of the year. As far as their top 20 shareholders, along with the directors, they own in excess of 77% of the company. So that's a very high and strong, loyal top 20 shareholding. So that now concludes our daily overview of the best performing ASX resource stock for today, which was RTG Mining Inc., ASX code RTG. Congrats to all holders of that stock. Thank you again, everyone, for listening to our daily MacCorp podcast. If there's anything you'd like us to discuss in our podcast, please email Steve at maccorp.net.au. And thanks again for listening, and good evening.